Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That's right, roll call. We're all here waiting for you, and we welcome everybody to the program. Welcome back to the big show. It's time once again to check in with the Brain Trust. I'm Johnny Dean. Here with me from Lucia Capital Group is Professor Rick Plum. As always, same time every day right here. We're going to get things started with a discussion on gifting, which, by the way, that came up on the show a couple of times yesterday. And it's something that we tried to sort of get into a couple of weeks ago, didn't have time, so we're putting it off to today. Great time to talk about it because it is on people's minds. Maybe you've thought about giving some of your assets away. You ever thought about that? Or just giving some money to a relative to help them out on a more micro level. You might have heard that there could be a gift tax involved. Really? Is there a gift tax involved? Does someone have to pay money just to give or receive a gift? That's the question. And where does this $14,000 number come from you may have heard about? Oh, and the $5.45 million number. We're going to have to straighten out what needs straightening out when it comes to gifts. We're going to do that coming up in just a couple of moments here. We've got other topics to talk about. What they are is entirely up to you. It might be retirement, insurance, Social Security, anything else that we've talked about all this past week. Whatever's on your mind, whatever you need to know about, you just give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Ask us your money questions. You can also email us here in the studio. You go to wealthed.com, our website. That's where you see the Find Your Answer link on the upper part of the page. We'll answer those questions here on the program for you. We welcome back Professor Plum, certified financial planner from Lucia Capital Group. We want to remind you that they bring you this hour of the show. Remember, if you want to talk to any advisor about your portfolio, you can take advantage of the advice and the experience of the Brain Trust. You give them a call at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Your bucket strategy should be tailored to meet your specific goals. It's very important since no two plans are alike and no piece of advice is ever right for every single person. So the number again at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. And you can call us about anything at all. Doesn't matter. We're here to talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. For a little bit, though, we're going to talk about gifting here. We had some calls on this yesterday during, I think, both this hour and the second hour of the program. So obviously there's still some confusion about this, Professor Plum. When you give a gift, it's a gift, right?
It is a gift.
And
now we're talking about non-charitable gifts.
Yes, we're not.
We're not talking about giving a gift of cash or donation to charity. We're talking about making a gift to family member, to friends, to something other than a charity.
Does it have to be cash? I mean, you know how you some parents have given their kids cars.
Yep, some people, yes.
Not ours, not mine.
Well, not mine, but maybe me.
Okay, well, some people have done it.
But a gift, anything that you transfer from your name to somebody else is potentially a gift. It's either a gift or it's a payment of some form. And payments, for some kind of a job are different. A payment, if you have a business, you take a deduction, they show it as taxable income. A gift is kind of the exact opposite. You give them the money, you give them the asset, you don't get any tax deduction. That's one of the first misconceptions. If I make a gift to somebody, a gift, it is not a deductible thing for me. I can't show it on my tax return as I get to reduce my taxable income by the amount of money that I gave to John Dean. Of course, I don't think I've ever given you any money.
So try it sometime.
We can try it, but I still can't
take
it off my return.
No.
On the other side, John Dean doesn't have to show the income that he's received, the asset that he's received, the value that he's received from me as a taxable event. It's a non-event from the income tax world. The actual gift itself is not an income tax issue. Now, again, we're not talking about charitable gifts. Charitable gifts do have some income tax implications. But a gift to a friend, a gift to a relative,
a stranger, whatever.
There is no income tax issue, good or bad, with that gift.
Okay,
at least not immediately.
Right, okay. So now, you hear this thing. You hear about gift taxes.
The gift tax is a completely different system than the income tax system.
So let's talk a little bit about this whole number. I brought up $14,000, Professor Plum. Let's start with that.
You also asked the silly question. I'm sorry, John. Where did the $14,000 number come from? It came from the minds of Congress. It actually started off back at $10,000 way back, and it's just been indexed with inflation. And so it's increased to $14,000. And it may increase again at some point in the future if we have inflation. But it will only increase, I think, in $1,000 blocks. And so until inflation moves it by $1,000, it's not going to go up again. But right now it is technically pegged to a cost of living allowance once it moves by $1,000. So the next jump will be $15,000. When that'll occur, I don't know. When are we going to have inflation again? But it is just a number that Congress has come up with and says, you are allowed, as a person, you are an individual, you are allowed to give any other person in any other given tax year up to $14,000, and it is a non-taxable, non-reportable gift. Don't have to tell anybody about it, don't have to report it, don't have to keep track of it. It's a non-event from the gift tax issue. It's outside of income tax, it's outside of gift tax, it's just, you can do anything you want.
You can give it to any one person.
Any number of individual people,
yes.
But you're not supposed to exceed $14,000 per recipient in any given tax year, unless you're giving in the form of a direct payment of medical expenses or a direct payment of educational expenses. If I wanted to pay the college education, the tuition for my friend's son or something,
or
and it's
my
30,000 or your kids,
yeah, yeah. Thank you, buddy.
$30,000 a year, whatever it costs, maybe they want to go to Stanford or Berkeley, or and it's $50,000 a year, I can write a check directly to that college and be. It's not part of the $14,000,
yeah.
And it's not a taxable gift. Pay somebody's medical expenses, pay it directly. Now, if I give John's daughter $50,000 for education, and she actually spends it on education, that's not the tax-free one, because I gave the money to her and she had the choice of doing it or not doing it. So that's actually subject to the $14,000 a year annual gift exemption limits. But it is a gift exemption. It is a non-taxable, non-event when it comes to the taxes. If you go over that $14,000 number, it is technically, and we'll get to the technical part here in a minute, a taxable gift. But you don't have to freak out yet. You don't have to get worried, because any amount of taxable gifts that we make in our lifetime, there is a tax credit. And so actually the government pays the tax on it as long as our cumulative taxable gifts, that's the amount over the $14,000 per year, as long as that number currently is less than $5,450,000 of actual gifts. So if I give somebody $100,000, $14,000 of it is not reportable. It's a non-event from the tax area, gift tax area. The other $86,000 is technically a taxable gift, but all it does is reduce that $5,450,000 lifetime exemption from tax that I can have. Now, it is the lifetime. It is either money that I can give during my life or at my death. That $5,450,000 exemption has to do with money passing from me to somebody else, somebody other than my spouse, somebody other than my U.S. citizen spouse. If I'm giving it to my spouse, it doesn't count as a gift in this case. If I give it to anybody else, $14,000 a year, anything over that is technically a taxable gift, but you don't owe taxes unless you make very, very large gifts throughout your lifetime. And those taxable gifts exceed $5,450,000 for the individual that's giving the money.
Yeah, per person. That's what the exemption is. So you could give $5,464,000.
In one lump sum to
one
person.
In one lump sum and still never have to worry about.
But the $5,450,000 is a lifetime cumulative amount. Now, it potentially does change just like the $14,000 number changes with the CPI factor, COLA factor, the $5,450,000 also changes a little bit each year because currently, based on current law, it is pegged to a cost of living allowance each year, and it is only going to rise in $1,000 increments. But it doesn't take a whole lot of inflation to increase $5,450,000. I mean, even a minuscule little 0.1%.
It can go up 50 grand. Sure.
Yeah, it can go up 50 grand, and it has in times. I mean, we started at 5 million, mm-hmm. you know, several years back. It went up to in a year or two, is it 5,250,000?
Well,
then it's worked its way up to 5,450,000.
Yeah, the exemption was quite low 15 or 16 years ago. It was still around 600,000, 650 maybe.
20 years ago.
And then it went to a million somewhere in
there. Stayed at a million for a little while, and then it worked its way up. And in 2009, it was 3.5 million. 2010, technically, the exemption went to an unlimited amount. There was no estate tax. Now, there was a gift tax. The gift tax never went... at that point, when we have what's called a unified credit now, and it's where the gift limit and the estate limit are the same thing. But for a while, when the estate limit was increasing to the $3.5 million mark, the gift limit was still at $1 million. So we didn't have a unified credit at the point. And then even in 2010, when the estate limit went away, we had a gift limit. But then they completely redid the estate tax laws. We have a unified gift and estate limit of currently $5,450,000. And it will stay that way except for cost of living allowances unless Congress actually passes a law to change it.
So when you give, if you give away $2, $3 million of your estate, that's included under the gift limits, but it also reduces your
transfer at death.
Right, and so when you have your assets and it at death, it will have reduced it by that much. Okay, 877-PLANNER, we got more to talk about with you, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. You got a money question, give us a call. We got lines open for you right now, ready to talk to you about whatever's on your mind from a financial standpoint, 877-PLANNER. We'll get to your emails coming up as well, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Talking about gifts here. Now where we left off, Professor Plum, we were talking before the break about...
The coordination between gift and estate.
Yeah, so whatever you're giving away, see, there were people who, I guess, tried to get money out of their estate and still do to avoid paying any estate taxes, which happen to be
They're rather onerous.
Yes, you reach the top brackets fairly quickly.
Well, it used to be a lot faster, but, I mean, now, you know, we talked about $5,450,000. Mm-hmm. If you actually have an estate or you make gifts in excess of that amount, then the tax is basically 40% of whatever it is. So if I have given John Dean $5,450,000 already, or any number of people over and above the $14,000, the next non-annual gift excluded gift that I make is going to cost me 40%. And that's right, it's going to cost me, the person giving the money, 40%. So if I give John an extra $1,000,000, it's going to cost me $1,000,004 for him to get $1,000,000. Once I have gotten past that $5,450,000 number, it starts getting pricey. But it is my responsibility to pay that tax. The only time the person receiving the gift has to worry about paying a tax is if I'm giving John every penny in my name and I have no money left to pay the tax. Then they'll go after the recipient, but that's an unusual occurrence.
So if you have $20 million and you give me all $20 million and there's nothing left, you've gone basically, you know, let's say you're single, you've gone basically $15 million or so
into the hole
over. And so you're supposed to pay, you know, $7 million, whatever it is, of estate taxes.
Gift tax.
Now have $20 million that you no longer have. I've got a fork over.
They can come after you for that if they catch it.
Well, now that's the other thing too, because here's the deal: you're supposed to notify the government.
Right.
This is the other thing.
When you go over the $14,000, technically, you're supposed to notify the government by a gift tax return that you're using up part of that, that credit that you use, the exemption of $5,450,000. But on the other side, if everybody that gave a gift more than $14,000 did that, the IRS would get even more paperwork than they're already getting, and most people just will never be in a estate tax situation. I've seen a lot of people, you know, they're worth a very nice net worth, $3-5 million, but between a husband and wife, that's only halfway to the limit, and they're giving $100,000 to their kids for a down payment on a house. And realistically, does the IRS want to hear from you in that respect? Who knows? I mean, I've heard from CPAs that they don't. But technically, you're supposed to file a 709 and say, yes, I used up part of my unified credit. And it's one of those things, but most people freak out about the gift taxes. I can't give my kids this money for the down payment, otherwise they're going to pay a bunch of taxes. Well, unless you've given the $5,450,000 away, don't worry about it. If that's what you want to do, and if you can afford it, that's another issue.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bigger issue than the tax that you might have to pay if you can afford it. You know, it's not a big deal. Now, there are such things as gift loans. If you really, really want to play just inside the $14,000 a year gift limit, if I make a loan to John Dean of $100,000, I can write off $14,000 a year of that loan, forgive $14,000.
Yeah, it's not really write off because it's not a taxable issue.
I forgive $14,000. And if my gift loan, if the loan that I make to John is $100,000 or less, I don't have to impute interest, meaning I don't have to show that he was paying me interest even though he's not. And he doesn't have to pay me interest. We can call it a zero interest loan, and then I just forgive $14,000 a year.
So
the key here, though, is if I'm giving John that $100,000, if he has any amount of investment income on his tax return, then we do have to show an interest rate coming back to me. The whole idea is to avoid income splitting between two different generations generally. So I can't just loan my son $100,000 and he invests it and, you know, he's making interest or whatever the payments
are.
In his tax bracket instead of my tax bracket. That's not going to cut it, because in that case, when I make a loan to somebody, if it's to be a legitimate loan, it has to have a realistic idea that it's going to get repaid, and it has to have a corresponding interest rate with it. A gift loan is a different issue, and it's only available if I'm giving it to somebody, like for a down payment. But if that person has investment income, then that interest has to be imputed back onto my tax return.
Okay, so here's where we see this a lot. We get calls from parents or grandparents, whatever. They want to help their kids, call it in this case, to buy a home.
That's usually the place where we see these gifts.
Exactly. And so, because the kids don't have enough, they need, you know, let's call it $100,000 or so.
Depending on where you live, that's 20%.
20%, or maybe it's half. I don't know what it is. But they say, okay, I want to give this $100,000 to help them buy a home. I'm afraid that there's going to be some type of
gift tax
involved, so I want to do it as a gift loan. The process would be give them the $100,000,
document it
somewhere. The first 14 doesn't have to show anywhere.
No.
So you've got $86,000 left, and you say, okay, every single year I'm going to forgive
$14,000.
$14,000, and you keep track of it. And at this point, they don't have to pay you anything because it's under $100,000.
Right, and it's $100,000 per person that's receiving the loan. So it works out well. Now, if you are a parent that wants to give your kids some down payment money, if your child is married, and if you're married, it's $14,000 per person. So in this, let's say I wanted to give my son or daughter some money that they just got married. I can give $14,000 to my son, $14,000 to his wife. My wife can give $14,000 to my son, $14,000 to his wife. It's $56,000 that can be moved in a gift from us to them, assuming you don't give them any other gifts for the year.
So husband to son, husband to daughter-in-law, wife to son, wife to daughter-in-law.
Right.
And that's four times $14,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
It happens. It works. So, I mean, there are ways to make it work. Now, on the other side, as much as I would like to have an estate tax problem at this point, I don't, and I don't know if I ever will. So if I really wanted to give them $100,000 and I had the $100,000 to give them, I could give them the $100,000. The first $56,000 is a gift from my wife and I to the couple, and then the other $44,000 is a taxable gift that I take off the $5,450,000 that I can't give at my death now.
Right. So you're supposed to fill out the form. But the 709 that says I'm eating into my $5 million, currently $450,000, exemption, and somewhere down the line, if I happen to be worth more than
the amount,
or my wife and I guess, be double.
Yeah, so the gifting
then
is
it would
not
come
necessarily
into play.
The issue, but a lot of people make gifts of things that they maybe shouldn't be giving, appreciated assets. There are some income tax implications when you start giving appreciated assets. It's not necessarily at the time of the gift, but it could create an income tax in the future. Whether it's trying to do it, I've seen it done where people are giving large assets to avoid the estate tax that isn't even there because they're not aware of the limits anymore. And then they incur the recipient incurs a capital gain. So we do have to know what we're giving, why we're giving it, what we're trying to actually avoid before we go ahead and do something.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back, explain some of this. If you've got questions on this, gifting or anything else, you can give us a call. We got lines open right now. We'll take your calls when we come back. 877-PLANNER is our number here in the studio, 877-752-6637. We got room on the phones. We'll also get to your emails at some point down the line. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, this is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
This is great. Hey, my thanks to Stevie Wonder for having a birthday. Well, especially because, you know, once a year we get to, well, we can play it more often than that, but, I mean, we get to celebrate that, right? Cool stuff. Funkadelic with Stevie Wonder. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Okay, we're going to take a couple of calls here. I know we have some folks asking about gifting, so we'll cover those calls first. Other calls, hang on. We will get to everybody before the top of the hour. So if you're on hold, don't go away. 877-752-6637. And we will talk about Professor Plum. You talked about giving appreciated assets and things like that. We will talk about why that could create tax. Not an issue, but it could create some kind of tax and under what circumstances. But we'll take a couple of calls first. 877-PLANNER. Let's go now to Karen up next in Henderson, Nevada. Hello, Karen.
Hi. I had a question about taxes and estates, et cetera, but just say your dad passed away and there was $100,000, and he just had a will, not a trust, and each of the four children were supposed to get $25,000. Mm-hmm. Is there like a 5% off the top estate tax that's taken out before it's divided?
Not at the federal level, and I don't believe that Nevada has a tax on that either. Now, if Dad were giving $10 million instead of $100,000, yeah, there'd be a tax. But the tax from the federal level doesn't start kicking in until the amount of money in the estate that Dad owned at his death was, unless he's got more than $5,450,000, there's no federal tax. So it's not an issue, the $100,000, and I don't believe Nevada has any kind of tax at the $100,000 level either.
Right. And then as far as other taxes, like I guess you'd call it state tax, whichever state the children live in is the amount they'll be taxed on it.
Is this just cash that's going to them, or is this, assuming it's not an IRA, if it's just cash in a bank account, there is no income tax situation. Each kid will get $25,000. They'll put it in the bank. They don't have to show it on their tax return. It's not a taxable gift. It doesn't cost anything from gift taxes. It doesn't cost anything from income taxes. They can do whatever they want with the money, and they don't have to pay any taxes anywhere on it.
Oh, that's great. I sure appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks for being there for us.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for the call.
And this is part of the confusion. People believe that there's a tax and that there is no such thing as a free lunch, right? I mean, and so there must be some kind of tax if we're receiving $25,000, $50,000, $100,000. But from a gift tax situation, this is no longer a gift. Dad unfortunately passed away. Mm-hmm. It's now an estate. So it's an estate transfer issue. Estate taxes have the same $5,450,000. We can either give it during our lifetime,
or tax-free, wait,
or we can give it at our death, tax-free, or any combination thereof, tax-free. It's only if we exceed that number that we have to potentially pay a federal estate tax.
Yeah, now if this were an IRA, this would be different because now you've got a capital asset that somebody's inheriting.
Well, an IRA isn't technically a capital asset.
Well, the asset's in
the
IRA.
You have a deferred account that now there is no estate tax on that $100,000 IRA. But money that comes out of an IRA, whether it comes out to the owner or whether it comes out to a beneficiary, money that's coming out of an IRA is most likely going to be taxable, unless it's all from after-tax contributions, which is not all that common, if it's a taxable event. The step-up in basis that we are normally afforded on a capital asset when we die, a house, a stock, something that appreciated in value during the time that we owned it, those have a different basis when you die than when you owned it personally beforehand. An IRA doesn't get that kind of tax treatment. There is no change in the basis in an IRA, an annuity. No change in the basis in an annuity. Any deferred account, savings bonds are technically deferred accounts. You don't pay the interest normally as the interest is being paid. It will be paid someday.
Yes.
Somebody's going to show that as a taxable event.
That's it. And in many cases, if not most cases, when you inherit an IRA, the basis in that is zero. There is no basis in it. So there, when it gets passed down to you from as an inheritance.
Even when there is a basis in the IRA, when somebody inherits, they rarely know about the basis and they
wind
just paying
up
tax
paying the taxes. Or they don't know, the basis is so low, it's like, you know what, I'm just going to pay taxes on it. And you know what, nobody's going to complain about that.
There's nobody in the IRS is going to.
There's nothing illegal about paying taxes twice, as it turns out.
Somewhat immoral, but...
Well, I don't know about that, but if you happen to pay taxes twice on something, nobody's going to come after you and say, hey, you paid too much. At least I don't think so. Okay, 877-PLANNER, let's get next to Bruce in Fremont, California. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you today? Thank you.
Great. So I've just sold my house in California. I've lived in it for 30 years, so I want to ask you about the... capital gains on it.
Okay.
I've done a lot of fix up to the house, of course, since I bought it over the last 30 years. I don't want to say what can I get away with, but what is the law, like $500,000 over what I paid for it?
What you paid for it, plus the cost of the improvements that you've made to it over the years, then plus, are you married or single?
Married.
Okay, and you've been married for more than a couple of years. I mean, $500,000. How much did you sell it for?
$880,000.
Can you show a $330,000 original purchase plus ongoing improvements to it over the years?
$137,000 is what I paid for it.
Okay, and then what about improvements? How much did the pool cost to put in? The extra room, the remodeling of the kitchen, all the other things that you've done to improve the house over the years?
Yeah, probably everything in the house has been improved. Landscaping, kitchens, bathrooms, floors.
What did that all cost?
Yeah, that's hard to say. I didn't keep perfect records. I've done a lot of the work myself.
Right. And you can't use your cost of labor as an improvement because you did it yourself. But so what I would do is I would talk to the escrow company that's selling it for you. You did sell it or you're going to?
I'm going to be out of it in another couple weeks here, so I did sell it.
Talk to the escrow company and find out what they need to prove it, because they're the ones, they're basically the gatekeeper in this. They're going to tell the IRS or not tell the IRS how much of a gain there was. And so if you say, look it, here's what my basis is, it was $397,327. If they buy that, they will issue it that there isn't an ongoing gain. So talk to them about how they're going to show the proceeds from that particular sale and what you have to do to prove a basis to them.
Got it.
Yeah, I think if they'll take some kind of reasonable estimate as to what it cost you to do each one of those improvements. You said you did a lot. You bought it for $137,000, did you say?
Yes.
$137,000. It would need to get up, Professor Plum, to $380,000. $380,000. Oh, because he sold. Well, yeah, he sold it for $880,000. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you would need to get it up to. I don't know whether you have enough to do that.
No, now, any gain. Let's say that you can show a basis of $280,000. And you sold it for $880,000 net of sales expense. So you are allowed to take off any sales expense, commissions that you pay, cost of maintenance, whatever it took to sell the house away from the proceeds. And so if the difference is $600,000 that between your basis and what you netted out of it, loans don't matter here. Loans have nothing to do with the taxable event.
That's just what you paid for it, what you sold it.
And so let's say you have a $600,000 net proceeds gain on this. $500,000 could be excluded because of the Section 121 primary residence home sale exclusion. The other $100,000 is actually a long-term capital gain, and you would end up paying, in this example, tax on that $100,000 of gain. It'll show up as $100,000 on your 1040 as long-term capital gain. How much income?
So I need to get a hold of the escrow company.
I would get a hold of the escrow company first step to find out what they require as proof for the basis.
So what is the tax on it?
What is your normal income in any given year?
My normal income around $120,000.
So your family household income is roughly $120,000?
Maybe $150,000 total with the family.
Okay, so then the gain, assuming that the gain is not too outrageous, would be in the 15% ordinary income tax bracket. Now, if you had $100,000 a gain, that keeps you under the $250,000 threshold for the Medicare tax, the additional net investment income tax. So it would just be the 15% plus the state of California's 9%. If you end up with $300,000 of gain because you sell it for, you can only show the 137, you can't figure out how to, and they won't accept anything else, then some of that gain, it's still going to be 15% federal capital gain rate, 9% or so California tax rate, but then it's going to also be on any amount of the gain that falls above adjusted gross income of $250,000, additional 3.8% net investment income tax. Now, you're going to want to talk with an accountant on this too, because if you have a very large gain, you know, $200,000 or so, you're going to run into an alternative minimum tax situation, which will limit your income tax deductions from state income taxes, property taxes, your itemized deductions, basically. So it right. may be, if you're in, so you want to do some projections before the end of the year. You want to pay into the state income tax system just enough to avoid any kind of under withholding penalty, and then pay the rest of it next year when you can get the full deduction for it. Otherwise, you won't get the full deduction for the state income taxes you pay this year.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated, Bruce. If
it's AMT.
If you need some more explanation, maybe you can hang on. It's up to you. But get with an accountant on that, because that'll be important. And try, if you can, to get that basis up. Find out how much you've spent on improvements and get that basis up. That'll help you. 877-PLANNER. We're coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan what? Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand-in-hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Friday, man. Gotta do it. Pulmonary are the best drummers when there's no actual drum to hit. You know? It's amazing.
Even when there was, I was only mediocre.
I was even worse than that. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Got a little bit of room on the phones. We'll take a couple of calls here before the top of the hour. I hope you heard, by the way, and I hope Bruce and Fremont still listening to what you had to say on the sale of his home, because he will have alternative minimum tax
issues. With a large gain, he'll have an alternative minimum tax.
Assuming that he cannot get the basis of his home,
up
at least another, you know, $100,000 based on the amount of income the family has, and based on
the capital gain. The AMT is not necessarily on the capital gain, because we do have the same tax rate for AMT for capital gain as ordinary income capital gain. It's the fact that he loses the exemption, and that other $120,000 of regular income he has in his household will be subjected to a much higher tax because of the AMT. And he won't be able to take the deduction on the state income tax, the property, or at least not all of it. And so it may make it better to pay some of that tax next year, where he can get the whole deduction, mm-hmm. than this year.
Yeah, thanks to the safe harbor rules, you can pay 100% of last year's tax liability.
That works for the state he's in as well.
Right, exactly. That's perfectly fine. Okay, well, 877-PLANNER, back with more strategy. Let's get to Joe in Houston, Texas up next. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question regarding, I'm retired, I'm 66 year old, my social security income is almost 2,000, and my other income is 1,000.
Okay.
I have, in 401k, I have 300,000. And I have other IRAs, Roth and traditional IRA, another 300,000.
Okay.
And 100,000 in cash.
Okay, so what's your question?
House is paid off. So my question is, how can I bucketize?
Well, Joe, are you married or single?
Married.
Okay, and how much is your wife's Social Security number?
Not number. How much does she get?
Income.
Oh, she is not ready yet.
Okay, so she's younger.
Yeah.
Is she working?
No, she just quit.
Okay, how old is she?
She's 61.
61, okay.
Yeah.
So you've got $3,000 a month coming in, $2,000 from Social Security, $1,000 from other source pension. How much do you need to retire? How much do you need per month to retire?
Well, 5,000 at least.
Okay, so $2,000 a month, is that right?
Right, in case, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So the idea from a bucket strategy would be to create a pool of money that would create a distribution of $2,000 a month. Now, we can get it from multiple sources, but just in the basic, you know, the old three buckets idea, you put, you know, you need $24,000 a year, $2,000 a month. So we put like $175,000 into bucket number one, and we just distribute $2,000 a month for it. That will last for 7 years, even if you don't earn a dime on that money. Now, that doesn't mean you should be sticking it in the mattress, but you should have a year or two in cash, a year or two in a 1 or 2 year CD, and we can ladder it out and you can earn 1 or 2% on it. But we know that it's relatively or very safe, and it will provide that $2,000 a month for that period of time. Then you take another $175, I'm doing this off the top of my head, and you put it into a moderate bucket, a midterm bucket, something that you know you don't have to touch for 7 years because bucket number one is providing the income you need. Plus, there'll be some more income from the Social Security when your wife either turns 62 or 66 down the line. But you put another block of money to provide for the next 7 or 8 years. Maybe it's another $175,000. So I've used up $350,000 of your $700,000 of assets right now, which means that you could potentially, if that is the income that you need, you could potentially put $300,000, $350,000 or so of your portfolio in long-term growth type assets. You can afford the risk to do that. You could put that there. And even if the market crashed the next day, you've got 15 years for it to recover. And over a 15-year period of time, it should do, you know, close to at least historical averages. Maybe a little less, maybe a little more. Who knows what that actual number is? But it's you've been basically isolating it so you don't have to worry about the market crashing tomorrow. Now, there are other ways to do it. Whether or not you want to have that $1,000 or $2,000 a month from the portfolio on a guaranteed basis. If you wanted it to be guaranteed, you may pick up a different account, maybe an annuity on part of it. So there's a lot of things we can do to develop the portfolio. But in basic terms, you want to have either guaranteed money for $1,000 or $2,000. I probably wouldn't do the whole $2,000 in guarantees, just because I know your wife's Social Security is going to kick in at some point down the line. And it's going to be close to, you know, or could be as much as $750 to $1,000 a month at worst case scenario. So you're going to have another chunk of money automatically. But it's all a matter of how you feel about it. But we want to have a distributable source of money that is safe, that is reliable, that is predictable for at least the next 5 or 6 years. Then we want to have a source of capital to replace that, you know, asset if we spend it down. And then we have the rest of it sitting out for longer term growth because you have an appropriate time horizon. So that's how I would look at doing it.
But for 7 to 15 years, where should I put?
Well, there's lots of places to put it, and it depends on you. The first year or two should be in cash, you know, whether it's in a money market.
7 years, I will be cash, right?
Well, I wouldn't do all 7 years in cash. There are some assets, whether it be a 2 year CD, 3 year, 4 year CD, a fixed annuity at 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. We can split up that money to try to earn 2 to 2.5% on blocks of that money, maybe more. Rather than just earning what the CDs pay, which is, you know, maybe 1.5 to 2%. But there are things you can do in that area. The bucket number two, the midterm bucket, that could be several things. There are some structured capital products that give you nice upside if the market goes up, but some downside protection. Or you can use an index annuity that has some upside, you know, 3, 4, 5% upside with no downside. Or you can just use a balanced portfolio. But this all comes into play between you and your risk tolerance.
Right.
First, let's put the strategy in place. Find out, do we need guaranteed income? Do we want alternatives and build the strategy for you?
Hang on. I'll have Professor Plum go over this with you in detail off the air. I'm out of time for the hour. I appreciate that. Don't go away, Joe. If you need the brain trust off the air, talk to any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors at 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your bucket strategy like you just saw and heard right here. Coming back with another hour. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.